HanselMinutes.com. It's Hansel Minutes, a weekly discussion with web developer and technologist Scott Hanselman, hosted by Carl Franklin. This is Lawrence Ryan announcing show number 122, recorded live Thursday, July 17th, 2008. Support for Hansel Minutes is provided by Telerik RAD Controls, the most comprehensive suite of components for Windows Forms and ASP.NET web applications. Online at www.telerik.com. And by .NET Developers Journal, the world's leading .NET developer magazine. Online at www.sys-con.com. In this episode, Scott and Carl talk about Baby Smash, a new application Scott created using WPF.
Hi, this is Scott Hanselman, and this is another episode of Hansel Minutes, and I'm sitting down today with none other than Carl Franklin. He's back.
Hey, what's up,
Carl,
man?
Carl Franklin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
So do me a favor, Carl, bring up a browser.
I have a browser right here.
Okay. Go ahead and hit www.babysmash.com.
Baby Smash.
Baby Smash, like Hulk Smash, but Baby Smash.
Okay. It's coming up. Baby Smash, right, by Scott Hanselman. Baby Proof Computer Fun.
All right. Go ahead and hit download there.
All right. Should I say run setup?
Yeah, or you can hit launch, either one. It's a click once application.
Oh, it's a click once. Okay.
So launch will do.
Downloading, running. All right. So the screen went white and a dialog box that says Baby Smash options came out.
All righty.
So do I just click OK?
Well, what are your choices here?
So it says, welcome to Baby Smash. We're adding new features weekly. This week added click animations and all new graphics. So I get that this is for kids and you basically map every key on the keyboard and let them bang on it and make noises and pretty shapes and stuff,
yeah,
right?
So like switch the sound drop down to laughter and hit OK.
All right. So sound, speech, none, or laughter.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm clicking OK. All right.
And turn on your brain like a child at this point.
Okay. Wow. That's
the
cool.
Kids love it.
That's, you know, it reminds me of a program that I wrote called Bubbles, especially when you move the mouse around and you make the trail of bubbles.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I did.
Try clicking on a shape. Click on a shape or use the mouse wheel.
Yeah, get some nice music. Sweet. So is this Silverlight, WPF? What is this?
Yeah, so this is WPF. .NET 3.5 WPF, and I think the point that you just made, that you wrote one called Bubbles, every developer who becomes a dad eventually writes this program,
yeah.
I've decided.
Or
you know,
something
you
like
have to.
It.
I mean, we're too weak to go out and you know, kill an antelope.
Yeah.
So we do the only thing that we know how to do, right?
Right.
If we were handy, I suppose we'd make them a chest of drawers or something, or a bed.
But you know what I did once, and I hate to hijack this again, but for Christmas once, I made a crazy eights program for my daughter, my first daughter. She was about 8 or 9 years old, maybe 7 or 8. I can't remember. But anyway, I basically wrote the logic to a card game for crazy eights, and because we like to play. And then I took videos of myself, a headshot, sort of reacting to every different kind of card and every different kind of play, and then just a bunch of random things, you know, about, you know, practicing your piano, clean up a room, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And just, I don't know, maybe 45, 50 different little video clips. And then I just spliced them in at different times in the game so that she could actually interact with me. And I know it's a terrible babysitter, but you know, that's not the way I used it. I just wanted to make a nice game she could play.
Sure.
And what's cool about that is I also made it so that you could swap out the videos with other videos. So I had my brother come in and do a bunch of videos of him, took the same game, just replaced the video files, and he gave it to his son for Christmas too.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. that's the kind of stuff that I want to do with this. I want to make it so people can have what we're calling smash packs of animals, you know, rather than just shapes and letters, animals, vehicles, musical instruments, the solar system, whatever.
Awesome.
I want to put in direct support for recording videos from your webcam.
Yeah.
So you could have, and we're all doing this in WPF, right? So you could theoretically have, you know, several dozen floating transparent movies running in the loop, floating around the screen, and mommy and daddy talking to you with these videos.
I like how when you press the keys, Scott, that the keys come up and sort of rotate and move around, and then they sort of just fade gradually. It's
yeah,
very cool.
This started out really small. So the story is basically that a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month or two now, I wrote this WPF app like in 4 hours and did it in WPF. And I don't know squat about WPF. So I wrote it as a WinForms application. And when I say WinForms, I mean I wrote it in WPF.
Yep.
With the knowledge that I am a WinForms developer.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, I had a code behind and I was creating user controls and adding them to the tree, you know, and doing all the kind of stuff that you would write it. You know how they say that you can write Fortran in any language, you know, you can write, C# and make it look like Assembler if you feel like it.
Right.
I wrote a WPF app the wrong way. Now I understand that WPF has a very interesting high, learning curve. So I wrote it wrong, and then I said, well, I'm going to call all of my people I know and my on the community and my readers and people who are nice and say, hey, let's learn about how to write this the right way. So we'll start with the nasty before code, and we'll end up with a pretty after code.
Right.
So I've got this Baby Smash category on my blog, and I've done, I think, 6 or 7 refactorings with WPF people, and I'm actually meeting Chris Sells tomorrow for lunch. who wrote a WPF book, Dr. Carl Shiflett. It's up on Codeplex at codeplex.com/babysmash
Very
where
cool.
people can give me a lot of patches and stuff. Jason Kemp gave me patches. So it's slowly sucking less. And
That's
then
very cool.
I met with these guys at Conchango. In Conchango, they do WPF and Silverlight work, and they're out in there in England. And I met Richard Griffin and Felix Cork. Felix is a developer. You remember that Felix and Richard we had on Hansel Minutes a couple shows ago to talk about the relationship between the developer and the designer. And the fact that Baby Smash looks pretty at all right now is entirely due to Felix being able to, you know, whip out a pretty cool gradient and draw a mouse cursor in like 2 minutes. So he's been doing the work in XAML, and then he ships that over to me. So then I went over to a website called freecsstemplates.org. And if you take a look at babysmash.com, which is where you downloaded this from, it's actually not a bad looking site.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm realizing that this is the kind of stuff that, like, you know, the Leon Bambricks and the different micro ISV types are living.
Yeah.
You know, I did a micro ISV in like 1998. When I did GlucoPilot. GlucoPilot was a blood sugar monitor for the Palm Pilot.
Right.
And I had 3 pages and it looked very nice in Netscape 3. And, I, you know, let people download my little Palm Pilot application. And, this was before PayPal. So they used a shareware tool called Kagi, K-A-G-I to pay me. So it was all very cheesy, but, and it took me like weeks to get all this set up, you know, but with Baby Smash, the website took maybe an hour, 2 hours. The initial application took
you
four
just did
hours.
A basic ASP.NET site with no look and feel to it, and then applied CSS.
No, what I actually did is I went to freecsstemplates.org, and it's just one of many, many free Web 2.0 templates websites. Found one that looked kind of the way I wanted. Downloaded it and then put it up as just straight HTML as is. Modified the content, looked at the way the CSS did the tabs along the top, changed the tabs to my own kind of tabs, added the stuff that, remembering that, Leon, Bambrick did a really nice 25, I think we had him on the show about this. He said, 25 tips for starting your own micro ISV.
Right.
And one of them was have a screenshot button on the first page and have a download button on the first page.
Yep.
So I set that stuff up. And then I've added a section now called videos because people have been sending me their YouTube and Flickr videos of their kids playing Baby Smash. So if you go to babysmash.com and click on videos, you can see babies playing Baby Smash. Put all this stuff up. Very, very minimal effort. Went to istockphoto.com. Got the stock photography. Paid for the stock photography of the two people on the front page there.
Right.
And did it like in a weekend. And I'm realizing that I'm learning about what it's like to be a little micro ISV. Now, of course, it's free. But it's just really bringing back memories of when I did this 10 years ago. But it's so much easier to look. Well, and it looks like a real legitimate company. I mean, there's nothing about babysmash.com that maybe gives away, you know, there's nothing that gives away that it's not a halfway decent sized, you know, two or three people.
It looks great. A WPF question for you, if you don't mind.
Of course.
So when you click on like the function keys, you get shapes with faces on them.
Yeah.
And I say faces, they're like smiley faces. They're crude animations.
Little cartoon, yeah, exactly.
But they do animate, and every once in a while the eyes blink and stuff like that. My brain thinks, set up a timer or something like that. But that could get really crazy with a whole bunch of different shapes. How do you do that?
So the thing that is really crazy amazing about this application, you know, other than the fact that you slap the buttons and shapes appear, is that, do this for me. Hit the space bar a whole bunch of times. Watch them all, and you just go slap, 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 slap. And they're all flying in. Now, while they're flying in, run around and click on a bunch of them while simultaneously scrolling your mouse wheel.
Okay, I don't have a mouse wheel because I don't have a mouse connected, but can I use what?
But if you did, if you scrolled your mouse wheel, they'd zoom in and out. So we've got, you know, 20 or 30 shapes on the screen.
I got a bunch of shapes now.
Yep, animating in, blinking, spinning, fading away, and talking all at the same time.
Right.
And there is not a single line of threading code in this entire application.
So is that an attribute that that you put in the XAML somewhere to tell it to animate that?
Yeah, well, all of the animations are declarative. You simply say that you want it to do this, and they're timeline-based, rather than in the way traditionally where you do, you know, frames, frame-based animation or keyframes. They're timeline-based. So with the blinking, you just say, I want you to keep your eye open for 2 seconds and then close it for a half a second and then open it for three and then repeat that forever.
Okay.
And that's it. And you just say that, and it just happens. Now, the spinning in and out is doing a thing called tweening, where you're doing in-betweens.
Right.
There's some equations, and you say, well, I want this shape to start out 180 degrees flipped over, and then I want it to end at zero. And I don't just want it to rotate in, because you can do that with like one line of XAML. We've added a library that Richard Griffin found on the web for tweening that creates in-between frames and adds an equation to those frames to make them not just come in a linear fashion, but, you know, come in, stop for a second, accelerate a bit, and then you know, kind of continue on its way.
Yeah.
It's a much more visually friendly and attractive kind of animation.
It's very cool.
The tweening, the declarative tweening is happening kind of automatically. We saw that at firstfloorsoftware.com.
I have never so confidently stroked my fingers across all the keys on my laptop before. This is just really ridiculous.
Isn't it? It's liberating, isn't it, to be able to slap the keys on your
laptop?
It's
pretty awesome.
Apparently, someone said that their baby hit the laptop so much that they happened to hit the part on the front of the laptop where the hard drive is.
Oh.
And so Baby Smash is not recommended for really vigorous babies with hammers or, you know, with computers you care about.
Probably a good idea to use an external keyboard, right?
Very. You know, that's a really good idea. That's a very good – take a cheap old keyboard and then move that. Yeah. I tell you, it's been very, very difficult to catch every key. The biggest complaint is that I can't catch things like Window L, like the lock, and I can't catch the calculator button on your fancy Microsoft keyboard because it's not really a key.
Yeah.
This took me a while to figure out. It's actually a custom message to a keyboard driver.
Okay.
So what I've been doing instead is I do have one timer in the application where every second I bring the screen to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
So even though if you hit the calculator button on your machine, the calculator is still coming up because I can't stop it.
Yeah.
At least I can avoid you seeing it. And even though I've marked the window as being topmost, interestingly, Vista tries really, really hard to keep you from doing everything that Baby Smash does. It tries to prevent you from taking over, from grabbing focus. The other thing that I've gotten in trouble with is that you can shut your computer down if you have a sleep button. And there's no way that I can really do that. And if I, unless I get that, that not responding thing, and then Vista's just going to say Baby Smash is trying to prevent you from shutting your computer down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really difficult to really get the machine to chill.
While you're talking, I went and shrunk the Bubbles program that I had written years ago. And it was years ago. It was .NET 1.1, I think.
Well, at least it's in .NET.
Shrinkster.com/10EV.
Nice.
10EV. That'll take you to the old .NET Code and Utilities page at Franklin's Net. And there you'll see Bubbles. Bubbles.zip.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And did it go full screen also?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I was using GDI Plus stuff.
And did you end up having to do threads and stuff?
No, not at all. I didn't do any animation. I played a note and through the MIDI library that I wrote, played a note on a harp instrument, you know, that just goes, and the higher the mouse goes, the higher the note goes, and then it just picks a random color and draws a three-dimensional sphere-ish bubble on a black background.
One of the bits of feedback that I've got, do this for me. Go to the Baby Smash website.
Okay.
And on the right-hand side, there's a tab.
Feedback.
It's feedback. Click on that tab for me.
Neat. Wow. So a dialogue box pops up, and it says leave a comment. And it did a nice little pop-up. That's pretty cool. So I'll leave you a comment.
We'll take a look on the ideas on the left side there. One of them I think you can help me with.
Add an MMO component to allow babies to smash together. Is that
someone suggested massively multiplayer Baby Smash?
Yeah,
so that they would like World of Warcraft or World of Baby Smash. But look at the fourth one there on the bottom.
Connect mouse position to MIDI. Yeah,
they wanted me to play some notes and stuff, so you can go.
That's exactly what Bubbles does, and there's the code in there too. So feel free.
Cool. I'd like to see that. I need some code. I don't understand how to make MIDI sound nice on a Vista system. So do this for me. Scroll down a little. Go ahead and click away from there. And then where it says welcome to Baby Smash?
Yeah.
See the word feedback appearing in the paragraph there. Go ahead and click on feedback.
Okay.
So what URL are you at?
Hanselman.com, Baby Smash, index, HTM. And it's still... Okay, now it goes to feedback.babysmash.com.
So this is a really cool thing that I stumbled upon from a company called User Voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically promises to give your users a voice. And notice that the URL appears to be Baby Smash.
Mm-hmm.
So I've set up a CNAME alias, and I think CNAME alias is one of the most powerful things that a lot of small businesses are not aware of.
I agree.
That feedback.babysmash.com simply resolves to babysmash.uservoice.com. So I've basically outsourced my feedback forum to uservoice.com, but it still looks professional because I've used the same colors and the same logo, and it appears under my domain. And this is why things like, remember the show we did on live domains and Google, Google and Windows Live Domains.
Right.
This is a way to make your domain appear within another application. I am convinced that for the micro ISV, being able to use these small companies' outsourced functionality can let you get up and going in no time. It literally took 15 minutes for me to get this forum going, and that includes the DNS propagation because OrcsWeb, the company that does my ISP, has an online tool for DNS, and they instantly update it, so I didn't have to wait for any propagation of my subdomain DNS.
Very cool.
Yeah, so take a look. People are putting in, like we have 12 votes right now for connect mouse position for MIDI.
Yeah.
So I've got to figure out what's going on with that. So people are putting in their votes about different features that they want in Baby Smash.
The MIDI library that's in Bubbles is an older version.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a newer version, for the latest code, you can go to shrinkster.com/10EW And that's a DNR TV show that I did on my MIDI router and MIDI player. So there's a link there to the latest source code for the MIDI tools.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty awesome. WPF, man. WPF click once application.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. There's a lot of interesting stuff coming out with WPF really soon now. WPF is going to have better click once support for Firefox in the .NET 3.5 Service Pack 1. So right now, people have to have a Firefox extension to get this application running under Firefox. But I'm going to update it to .NET 3.5 Service Pack 1 as soon as that's out. And then that will put a Firefox extension on the system automatically and let them automatically get this. Let me see if I can say automatically about six more times. let them do click once under Firefox, so that'll be cool. One of the interesting things is that a number of parts of WPF are going to be taken from software rendering to hardware rendering. So I'll be able to do things like glows, you know, glow and different shader effects that'll be done using the hardware, the kind of DirectX hardware.
Yeah, the effects library. Very cool.
Yeah, so things are going to get a little bit more powerful and a lot faster. I'm also looking at things like letting users record their own audio sounds, record themselves and their kids, and then, you know, let kids do little videos of themselves. So, very I mean, cool. The possibilities are pretty much endless, but I definitely need more people to help me out. I've had a number of patches put up at codeplex.com/babysmash.
It's a great idea to incorporate content from the user's machine without reprogramming anything. You know, just put a whole bunch of videos and images and stuff right in a directory somewhere and just pull those up and splatter those across the screen.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that can potentially be done. Interestingly, though, because the code was slapped together, every time I sit down in it, it is a refactoring. You know, I'm introducing things that I just couldn't have thought of because I didn't give any thought to that particular feature. You know, that's one of the things that's fun about it is that it's so freeform.
Yeah.
Like when Felix sent me the new XAML with the pictures of the little shapes, he's the guy who put faces on them.
Yeah.
But then someone said, well, I want the option to have no faces.
Yeah.
So then I've got to go and make the, you know, I has face interface. and you know, if I has face.
Right.
And all that stuff is being done completely on the fly. And one of the things that I have done very poorly, and I'd really appreciate some help of somebody who knows what they're doing, is I've done really no test-driven development.
Yeah.
I don't understand how someone would test an application like this that is – you know, not only UI intensive, but random. You know, how do you make sure that this something works?
That's a great question.
Really, the way that I test it is if it doesn't crash, then I figure right. It's doing all right. But I'm sure there are huge number of bugs. So yeah, I'm hoping more people get involved. I've had a couple of interesting responses on Facebook where I had one particular guy who was a voiceover actor in L.A., who'd done some commercial work and some stand-up comedy, offered to do male voices for to say things like red square.
Wow.
And yeah, so I mean, there's all sorts of interesting stuff going on, and no one's asking for any money, and I'm certainly not offering any money. Although I did get $24 in donations on PayPal.
Hey, all right, man.
So that's something.
Well, that's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Too bad your kids are too old, though. You can't help me.
Pretty much, yeah. Sorry about that.
Well, I'll take a look at Bubbles. I'd love to add the MIDI library to this and see how far Baby Smash goes. I'm just really happy that it's required really minimal effort to do some pretty polished stuff. I think there's probably 600 lines of code in the whole thing. And yeah. I'm looking forward to talking to some real XAML experts, and they're talking about moving more and more of my programmatic chunks of code into the XAML, making it more declarative.
Yeah.
Places where I've done animations in, you know, 10 lines of C# code will turn into a couple of lines of XAML. Right. And that also will allow the designer to come up with the animations as opposed to me doing them on the back end.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Scott, it's been fun.
Well, thanks a lot for coming to hang out again, Carl.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
This has been another episode of Hansel Minutes, and I'll see you again next week.